Our theme tonight is the U.S. stock market hits new highs. The Dow this week went through over 15,100, S&P through 1630, and up, up, up. We're in unknown territory. Not only is the market high in nominal amounts, but it's kind of puzzle palace is exactly why it is, given what the fundamentals look like. We know the central banks are buying equities, that article from Bloomberg up on the blog last week. But everything indicates that the Fed, as it buys $85 billion a month, is probably buying those bonds from people who are encouraged to then turn around and buy equities. This is not just billions, but trillions of subsidy going to the corporate economy while sovereign governments are systematically imploding the small business and household sector in the developed world. So we have regulation cutting down lots of small businesses. We have a cutting off of credit and liquidity. At the same time, we have massive liquidity going into the corporate economy. So you're literally seeing all the blood in the body going into, you know, the right half, and the left half is literally getting choked off from oxygen. We're left in a situation where the divergence of opinion is even more bizarre than what's going on in the market. I remember about a year or two ago when the S&P was around 1300, I had one subscriber call me and say, you know, I just had dinner with this very powerful billionaire. He's an insider. He says, under no circumstances should I put a dime in the stock market. It's time to get out and just get in T-bills. Of course, that was, you know, it's 350 points later. I know of a charting service that claims Goldman Sachs is a great client. And as of late last year, they were predicting that the stock market would drop by 50% by the middle of this year. But gold would hold its value by May of this year. Of course, we see the stock market reaching new highs. They're bragging that they sold their gold at 1900, have not bought since. They say U.S. equity markets continue to buy. There's no mention of that big 50% drop. The head of the Apollo Group says the market's topping and the smart guys are selling and taking advantage of getting their money out. Meantime, a famous former hedge fund operator says this week all over the press that the stock market is going much higher because the central banks are going to make sure it does. A Morgan Stanley analyst insists there are zero out of six signs indicating a bear market is coming, so it's a bull market ahead. Meantime, commodities continue to deflate. So how can equities indicate a strong economy when commodities indicate a weak economy? Can the corporate economy be strong when the commodity sector is weak? And we'll talk about that more tonight. But, well, yes, Starbucks can make more money if they can buy coffee cheaper and cheaper. At the same time, it's hard to imagine how companies keep making money if unemployment is high and incomes are struggling. One question we see, you know, how can this be possible? A new report in the Financial Times, a survey of 3,000 board members, managers, and their teams across 38 countries and top corporations said that 42% of board directors and senior managers are aware of some kind of irregular financial reporting going on. Within the financial function, the awareness, not surprisingly, is higher. So what does this all mean? When central banks print money and technology disrupts, it means people lack honest pricing information that comes from the market. So the divergence of opinion is as bizarre as the economic conditions and the fundamentals. So the U.S. equity markets are going to be turning, they have turned into an enormous puzzle palace. My feeling is it's only the beginning. I really encourage you, if you haven't, to see an excellent second quarter equity market report. It's in the archives that Chuck Gibson and I did, and we talk about what I call the planetary diff or equity swap. I'll be talking more about that in the wrap-up, but expect to see a lot coming from institutional sources in the developed world to print as much money into the equity markets as we've seen them put into the fixed income markets.